USA Radio News.
The Roseanne reboot is no more. ABC canceled Roseanne following Roseanne Barr's racist tweets about former President Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. David Hoppe is the former chief of staff for Congressman Paul Ryan. He explains once again why people need to step back before they send that tweet.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are deplorable. This is just beyond the pale, and they reacted correctly. There's a lot of people, as you pointed out just a minute ago, who are going to suffer for this, who had nothing to do with it because they've lost their jobs now.
Barr also took shots at Chelsea Clinton on Twitter. She did apologize for all the tweets, but the damage had already been done. And finally, classes resumed at a Santa Fe, Texas high school less than 2 weeks after a shooting killed 10 people. The students were greeted with signs saying Santa Fe strong and United we stand. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
If you're a college student and you're graduating with a lot of student loan debt, you're not alone. But what can you do to get that under control and get it taken care of as soon as possible? Well, Chris Hogan, he's a financial expert. He explains the quickest way to get out of debt.
Let's stop borrowing. Like, change your mentality. You can't borrow your way out of debt, so stop that. Number two, I want you to start to budget. Begin to tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. That means if you're married, sit down with your spouse, talk about it, and let's set some parameters on what you're going to spend. The third option is take an extra job. As you get this extra job, I want you to send every dollar amount toward that debt. It doesn't go to increase lifestyle. Send it directly there. And then the final step is to really downsize your lifestyle.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Now, President Trump did meet with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar earlier today. Currently, the president is en route to Nashville, Tennessee, where he will be holding a fundraiser for Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joined Fox News to talk about his new show, Somebody's Gotta Do It. Now, Rowe talked about how he gives back to the community by offering scholarships to young people, but some of the younger people can get ticked off at the requirements for the scholarships.
There's some things my scholarship requires you to do that other scholarships don't. You have to write essays and make videos and sign a sweat pledge. And when people are often confronted with these hoops, they take what you call umbrage. I find it fascinating. I think that probably does have something to do with the expectations that have evolved out of the safe space movement. Safety always would be a delightful bromide, a wise platitude. Safety first is the stuff of idiocy. It allows us to begin to believe that somebody other than us might care more about our well-being than we do. And the minute we buy into that nonsense,
yes,
then we embrace the warm grip of complacency.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.